Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Birmingham. Sound like a pop singer. Now, Barry has more or less said a lot of the stuff I was going to say, so I'll just give a more of an overview, perhaps. I understand that the solution to this kilt problem is that Barry's going to give a talk on a kilt next time. The mind boggles. Now, this whole thyroid thing is one of the greatest social medical catastrophes of many decades. In essence, patients don't get diagnosed, they don't get the right level of medication, and then they get refused the medication, albeit they are UK citizens. Now, the situation isn't any better elsewhere. The situation in Sweden is worse. Patients go to Norway and Denmark to get treatment there. It's absolutely extraordinary. Why is this happening? I was asked that last night by Barry and by many people. I think the first problem is this deification of quasi-evidence-based medicine. Now, evidence-based medicine sounds terribly scientific, but it isn't. It really means laboratory-based medicine to keep your nose clean. And if you're in court, then you've something to say about your case, i.e. something from a laboratory. Now, the main evidence in thyroid is based on thyroid chemistry, and we've seen already, or we've heard already, how nonsensical that can be. And there's some points that I've tried for many years to discuss with endocrinologists, and I would have been better spending my time making His Holiness in Rome a Protestant, honestly. And that wouldn't be an easy one, I'll tell you either. It's a 95% reference interval. Now, my old mum in Glasgow would know, therefore, that 5% of people don't lie in it. So if you believe with this divine adherence that this is a very important thing, this 95% interval, then 5% of the world are all unwell. That's 600 million people. And if you say that, just get looked at as if you've taken leave of your senses, largely. The other thing which seems to have slipped under the radar is that these tests are not tests of biological activity. Let's say you have an FT4 level of 26, which seems to fire off general hysteria. It could be as dead as a dodo. The test is what's called an immunological test. You can actually inactivate things and you can get the same level. The comparison would be a graveyard and a dance floor with the same number of people, but one's alive and one isn't. So, you could go on forever. We don't know how much converts into T3. We don't know what goes into cells. Yet, most patients get told there's nothing wrong with them because their blood tests are within these 95% intervals. In fact, quite a lot of patients now, the situation is getting worse, I'm coming on to that, are told by the family practitioner that I think you're hypothyroid, and then rushes in, but it's more than my job's worth to treat you. So, what is the job? Now, the other factor which has caused all this is the gradual erosion of professions by successive governments. This is happening to accountants, lawyers, you name it. Basically, doctors are slowly becoming government agents. And as you become an agent, your fear goes up and your sense of responsibility goes down. Most doctors seem frightened. They're terrified. It used to be from litigation. Now I think it's the General Medical Council. In slight support, before I say bad things, about the General Medical Council, it is a misconception that they say that the thyroid chemistry is all important. They have never interfered with my decision-making, and indeed, Armour Thyroid, which at successive hearings I've had, the expert witnesses say they use it. That doesn't seem to be an issue either. However, they're obsessed by process. Now, I have a case pending for a patient I've never seen, which seems a little bit harsh. And I've said I don't know this patient. I've never seen her. Says, yes, we're looking into it. And that was 6 years ago. The patient, whoever it was, has actually written and said, I don't know Dr. Skinner, but... They have also procedures called interim orders procedures. Now, even they, in their quiet moments, will admit they're a bit ridiculous. The creed de coeur of these is that you don't bother with facts. You only look into circumstances. Now, they have all the facts and all the circumstances. You're not allowed to speak. They have complete control of all the facts and put into the public domain your terribleness. And there's no actual mechanism for disputing the point. The other thing that's crept in, every time there's a complaint, and most complaints are a doctor preempting something he's done wrong, because once you're first in, any dispute of that is taken as revengeful kind of behaviour. But a complaint on an academic difference of opinion is now described as misconduct. It's absolutely extraordinary. I've had 16 years of misconduct. So we should have been struck off, basically. So the process is very bad, and I think it's having a very serious effect on your treatment. So you've got this dual thing of professionalism going away, and basically, to keep yourself safe, you must find something in writing, which, in the case of thyroid chemistry, are these tests. So you have something written to keep yourself safe. And it's all a misconception. In fact, family practitioners, I mean, in plain words, the GMC wouldn't touch them with a barge pole. The whole system's dependent on them. The real difficulties are for sole private practitioners, as I'm sure Barry would attest to when he wakens up. It's all right. Sleep on, Barry. It's fine. Okay, so what's happening? The answer is nothing. Governments, the GMC, the British Medical Association, and Royal Colleges that seem to be in the hands of strange influences are doing nothing. Excellent groups, Thyroid UK, TPA, are doing their best, but it's a pretty uphill task. And what I don't understand, do medical officers in the government, do they think it's all imagination that we've all those groups, a mountain of literature, millions of patients? This is what I can't understand. Why is this? Now, I think this is why it is. By and large, family practitioners are in the thrall of endocrinologists. And what they say gives them a safe cover as a government servant. I think in their hearts, they know that you cannot make the diagnosis or exclude the diagnosis by thyroid chemistry. But it needs what I think in that institution called the Roman Catholic Church, it requires some grace to say that you perhaps have been mistreating patients for the last 40 years. And that, I think, is the battle we have. That, I think, is where the crunch problem is. The other problem, of course, is that patients who are not doctors, their opinion really is worthless in the eyes of doctors. That's becoming quite obvious. And, well, it's always been obvious. They're considered a slightly lesser species, and if they read the internet, then they're definitely suspect. And more than that, a doctor who doesn't condemn help groups and whatnot out of hand is considered a quack. Me. So this is serious. I mean, Sheila will, I'm sure, agree. She wrote an excellent document to the Department of Health, and I think the response was...
We do not wish to enter into any further correspondence regarding this matter.
There we have it. We don't want to enter into any further correspondence about this matter. What the hell is their job? That's what they're there for. We're paying that out of taxation. Quite. What to do? Well, the help groups have worked terribly hard, and so have many, many of you. The ladies who talked to the Scottish Parliament tried very hard. I think they got a bit pushed around. And slightly bullied, that would be my view. They need someone like, they should have asked someone like Sheila or Barry to have been there. beef up the midfield in football terms. The World Thyroid Register is something I organise. It's got about 5,000 people now. It's slowly increasing, mainly because, and it can't decrease, because I don't know how to go on and take people's names off. That's the horrible truth of the matter. It's confidential. You know how everything is now confidential and free. You just click on the computer. Being free is a very high proportion of Scots on it. That was a joke. That's very good. Now, we've had one very significant meeting where we got a consensus to take on the whole matter. The next action is actually to get a representative in many countries to write in one big hit to the chief medical officer, the GMC, indicating the state of their health, how they were let down, and what they're going to do about it. I think if you've got that sort of number on a global basis, it will make a difference. Otherwise, we'll have to move on to other less savoury tactics. So there we have it. It's really fairly appalling. And I'm very disappointed the matter has got worse, I think not better. There's a few enlightened practitioners who are not living a life of sort of craven fear of something. But at the end of the day, many patients are left. Marriages break up, relationships break up, they lose their job. And some patients become absolute recluses, lying in a bed, in a room. Everyone sort of tiptoeing around the house, lest it disturbs the person. It's a dreadful existence. So I think these are the salient points I wanted to make. We have to do something. Come the second action of the register, we'll somehow be contacting. It's not so easy to organise on a world basis. We'll do our best. Thank you.